Well, hello, listeners. This is Toph. Funny thing happened. Early fall last year, I started having health problems, and unfortunately, those are still unresolved. In fact, if anything, they've gotten more complicated and maybe even a little bit worse. But in any case, I fought through them the best that I could, but then eventually I realized I couldn't continue the podcast. So late November, we recorded an episode with Scotty Moore, and it was supposed to release in early December, almost exactly a year from right now. And then I didn't get it produced, and then we had to shut down the show, and then we started it back up a few months later, but it didn't make sense to release that episode because it had been so long. And so I came up with the idea of releasing it a year later. And so today is nearly a year to the day of when it was supposed to release originally. So it should sound fairly current because it's only a day off. Now, all of the celebrity birthdays, all those celebrities are 1 year older, but you didn't know that anyways. But in any case, here it is, and I hope you still enjoy it. It's our episode with the very talented and very entertaining Scotty Moore.
The Podfix Network.
I used to work at Build-A-Bear Workshop. I got this.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
I'm in a crippling depression because my home reno is still incomplete.
Whoa. Okay, let's get a quick update.
Okay, the project that was going to take 8 to 10 weeks, 12 if you're pushing it, has now taken almost 5 months.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep, we're cruising, buddy. And, you know, family's falling apart. The children are in anguish. They are... they haven't eaten in a while now. It's just tears and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Nothing says holiday like, you know, depression and sadness.
Yeah, it sounds like a home reno.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This small project has turned into a major affair.
So the most important question is, when do you think it's going to be done now?
Well, they said something like this week, but we all know that's not true because we found another issue. So, you know, a couple of weeks, maybe, hopefully before Christmas.
They really said this week?
They said this week, but there's a couple of things they haven't finished yet. They have to come back and finish, so.
Yeah. This week sometimes means like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. And that has meant 2 to 3 weeks several times throughout this process.
And one of our good friends, and probably listening to the show, Greg, he can relate to that more than anyone.
Yeah, I think he has it worse than I do.
Oh, no, he has it worse than anybody that's ever done a home reno ever.
Yeah, well, I mean, Greg's a good guy. Hopefully he'll persevere. We send our thoughts and prayers to our friend Greg. And, you know, keep fighting the good fight, buddy. You know, and we'll do this together. One day we'll laugh about all of this. But, you know, thanks a lot, COVID.
Well, now that you have done a home reno and he's done a home reno and I've done some home renos, I kind of feel like we've all gotten the same prison tattoo.
We're like the brotherhood of the traveling renos.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've got good news for the listening audience. We have another guest today.
Did we renovate our guest list?
So Adam, our guest today, he's actually been on the show before, although technically not this show. He was on Gravity Beard, but we wanted to invite him back. Please welcome Scotty Moore.
Hello, everybody. I am here on time. Definitely not late.
Yeah, you were definitely not 15 to 20 minutes late for coming on the show. That did not happen.
And it definitely wasn't 18:30 for sure.
No, definitely not.
Not Scotty Moe.
He would never do that.
No. Right on time every time. I fell down the Photoshop rabbit hole. That happens to me every time, which is just like, okay, I'm just going to design a small thing. And then 5 hours later, I'm still staring at it going, nah, hit the liquify tool. Move that eye over.
It's a curse, man. It's a curse.
All right. So Scotty, every time we have a guest on the show, we play get to know our guest. And so obviously you and I go way, way back.
Oh, yeah.
The listening audience may not know that much about you, especially if they missed that episode. And the one thing I will say is you're an onion with many layers. So I'm just going to leave it up to you to kick off. Let's get to know Scotty Moe.
Oh, it's not a quiz. I just have to be like frank with who I am as a person.
whatever you want to tell the listening audience. We want, when we're done with this quick segment, we want everybody to know who Scotty Moore is.
I'm a Motley Crue abomination of a human being that makes a Harry Potter podcast, but it's not Harry Potter because I don't want J.K. Rowling to sue me.
Well, and the other thing that we learned, and that was actually the impetus for your last appearance, was you're trying to set a world record.
Oh, yeah. About that. Guinness got so mad at me.
Are you serious?
So when you apply to set a world record, Guinness has a list to choose from. And if it's not on that list, you have to send them money and then basically say, here's my world record that I want to try to attempt. And I did that. And then they were like, no, unfortunately, we cannot do that because podcasting is not like we couldn't qualify. We couldn't standardize it, I believe was their exact words. And I was like, I've been doing a lot. I have a spreadsheet. What do you need? And they're like, nope, we're not going to help. And I'm like, I sent you $5 of my hard-earned money. And yet you do this to me, Guinness? And then I just applied to set another world record. Like, I'm still going to be Scotty Moore, future world record holder. It's just now I don't know when that will be present world record holder. However, if we want to tease it on the show, my current world record I'm going to go for is the dumbest thing, which is the longest play session of a wrestling video game. And I'm going to go for a solid 24 to 48. I'm going to go pretty long playing these terrible video games.
Wow. Okay.
You say terrible, sir, but I tell you what, my childhood had some Nintendo 64 wrestling that was amazing.
Oh, like No Mercy and NWO Revenge. Those were amazing. Nowadays, not so much, which sucks given the fact that I've backed one entire half of my career on playing those games.
Well, that's unfortunate. I didn't realize they had gotten so terrible.
Oh, just look up stuff about WWE 2K20. It is hilariously bad. It is the room level bad.
Dang it.
All right. Well, there you go. Now we have gotten to know Scotty Moore. And best of luck to you with your new attempt at a world record.
We're all cheering for you, buddy. We're all cheering for you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. I'll get things started. Today, if you choose, you can celebrate National Family Movie Night.
We celebrate that every Friday, brother. Family movie. It's pizza movie night every Friday. In the
every Friday.
Every single one.
All right.
Yeah. Don't you?
You know, we haven't designated a day. We just watch a lot of movies together. Do you have a favorite? Is there one that comes back around?
Nope. The kids are insatiable for new movies.
Excellent.
Have you guys bought your DVD players a present for Family Movie Night Day yet? Because you know it's coming up. So, we've all got to make sure our DVD players... I got mine just like a nice Swarovska crystal to put on top of it. And the DVD player really enjoyed it.
The Swarovski crystals are second to none in their bedazzling glory. So, yeah, my DVD player this year, my Blu-ray player, is getting yet another rebooted version of the Die Hard trilogy.
Ah, okay.
It's a nice accessory.
I got mine a Christmas sweater.
Does it say Jingle Bells on it?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I call it a sweater, but it's more of a DVD cozy. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can celebrate, we can roll right in from celebrating to tomorrow, which is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, or I'm going to say National Cotton Candy Day.
Well, actually, Adam, according to the typo in my notes, it's actually Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Oh, that makes this way easier to celebrate.
Yeah.
I loved the Pearl Harbor movie. It was phenomenal.
It was intense.
When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, it was not good. It was a run by fruiting.
They loved apples was the thing. So
Okay, well, on Tuesday, we're all going to get together and celebrate Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day.
I don't know who's pretending.
Wait, it's not Tuesday?
See?
Oh no, what's happened? It's not Tuesday. Oh no.
With that being said, we can go to Wednesday, which is National Pastry Day. And I think we can celebrate this in a variety of ways. Donuts, Long John, that would be a pastry. Or if you're in Miami, you can get some nice, you know, pastelitos.
Well, if I think I could take anything inspirational from this, if it's National Pastry Day, that's the day we all need to rise up. We need to come to the occasion. We need to rise up and be ready. Or just shotgun yeast and then see what happens.
Now we're talking.
That's the best advice anybody's given on the show, is to shotgun yeast. All right. Well, on Thursday is the beginning of Hanukkah, which goes through December 18th.
And let me be the first to say, Happy Hanukkah.
How dare you? How dare you?
I went in there and I snatched it from you. I took it right there. Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Hanukkah is awesome. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful Hanukkah and meaningful Hanukkah season.
Yeah, that was super rude, Adam, because normally Scotty comes on our show every year and kicks off Hanukkah.
Yeah, I'm like the Hanukkah boy. That's what they call me, Hanukkah boy.
HB.
The HB is here, and then you stole my spot from me.
Well, the camera was cutting off the initials on your vest, so I wasn't thinking properly.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me be the first to say happy second day of Hanukkah, because that is also during this week. So I'm good. I'm good.
You're the first person to light candle number two. Well, I think that the Hanukkah is a great way to, in light of its spiritual meanings, it's a great way to kick off Friday, which is National Charlie Brown Christmas Day.
Yes.
And until last year, I had a Charlie Brown Christmas tree in my house for years until it finally fell apart, much like the original Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
We have one. We're big fans of Charlie Brown in our house.
Yeah, dude.
Is this the day in the movie Charlie Brown Christmas? Did they all think that it wasn't the 25th and put it as this day?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Because I feel like the day of Charlie Brown's Christmas should be December 25th.
Oh, no. See, let me clear up the confusion. This is actually Charlie Brown's office Christmas party, not actually Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap up this week of fantastic holiday celebrations on Saturday with one of my favorites, and I think it's one of your favorites too, Adam, National Ambrosia Day.
Oh, dude, ambrosia is the jam.
Oh, you brought on the southern boy to tell y'all about this ambrosia. Oh, little ambrosia go a long way. Woo, buddy, that's some good stuff.
As a southern gentleman myself, I do love some good ambrosia in the evening.
Well, see, that's one option. And then, of course, the other option is this is the day that we pay tribute to the band Ambrosia.
Yeah, but mostly the food ambrosia.
Yeah, it's the food. Don't you be trying to make your japes and jokes. We're here celebrating a national holiday. How dare you?
All right, gentlemen, it's time for us to turn our attention to this week in history.
Yes. Dude, I love history. But since I just cut off your last joke, why don't you please kick us off, Toph?
All right, I will kick things off. Because this week in 1690, the first paper currency is issued in the colonies.
I think that is so dope. So cool. Because that's what we use now, man. I mean, now we're kind of going to, but we use paper currency for years. Like, who started it and who believed in it, you know?
Yeah, you've always been a huge fan of paper currency.
Dude, I'm telling you, get rid of the change, dude. We need to keep the paper, get rid of loose change.
It's time for a change. And that change is to get rid of change. Now, do you think this was legit, like legit paper currency, or was it just like an old guy just being like, I don't have money now, but I will gladly pay you Thursday for a hamburger today, and then just wrote all that down and then gave it to somebody? Because in a way, that is currency-esque.
Dude, it's an IOU. It's a straight-up IOU. If we flash forward over 150 years... In 1835, the Texan army captures San Antonio, of which I have been many times, and they have very delicious food there. So, good job, Texas. We did it. In 1915, a few short years later, almost 100, Ford builds its 1 millionth car, which is crazy to me to think that they had like, you know, Ford itself built a million cars by 1915.
Yeah, especially Same. Since they invented the assembly line in 1909.
Yeah, they should have picked up the pace a little bit.
So in 6 years, they built 1 million cars.
Yeah, 1 million.
Should have been two. Could have done it better. Build a second assembly line. That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
make
two
another
assembly
one.
Lines.
All right, well, in 1965, NFL rookie running back Gale Sayers ties the single-game TD record with 6 touchdowns.
That's a lot of touchdowns, man.
Yeah.
Sure is.
I am appreciative of the fact that I have just enough sports in me that I heard Gale Sayers and went, I think I know who that is. I'm good. Wait, was it Gale Sayers what had that movie about them?
Yes.
Oh, then that, okay, so I do not know Gale Sayers from football. I know Gale Sayers from the movie about Gale Sayers. Well, let's keep this comedy pain train rolling with 1980, when one of the most beloved musicians of all time, John Lennon, got shot, and let me look at these notes, and killed by an obsessed fan. I did not know this was 1980. I just kind of put it in like, okay, yeah, John Lennon, Kennedy, yeah, they all got took out in like this 1 year. Everyone just kept going after him. I didn't realize how late this was.
Absolutely, same. I would have put that much earlier.
Shocking fact, the death of John Lennon, not a huge boost to comedy in there.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was just trying to like stifle my laughter over here. Thought it might be in poor form.
You know, we ran into the same issue when we had Derek on the show. All of the items in their history were really tragic.
Yeah, but we might as well call this like This Week in Tragedy.
This Week in Tragedy.
Yeah. Well, hey, this is an uplifting thing. In the same year, despite that terrible, you know, incident where John Lennon fell onto some bullets, one of the Da Vinci Notebook sold for $5 million.
Well, you say this isn't a tragedy until you realize that notebook was owned by John Lennon.
Oh, it was shot through the...
Oh, yeah, they shot him through the book.
Oh.
It was the ultimate heist. This was Ocean's Linen.
Nice.
In one gunshot, they killed John Lennon and dropped the value of that book from $5 million to nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, listen, I know this is This Week in Tragedy, but I really feel like that our next fact is really going to be like, we're going to end on an upswing.
Well, on this day in Huntsville, Texas, and I will be honest, I picked this because I thought it said Huntsville, Alabama, which is one of my favorite cities. There was the first execution by lethal injection. Ding, 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 ding. We have got a winner here, folks. Great segment.
The real surprise here is that it was a lethal injection and not like a firing squad. This is Texas.
What if... What if it wasn't on purpose and then they just had to try to blow it off? They're like, okay, yeah, he's sick. Just give him a shot of bicillin. Oh, no, you grabbed the wrong thing. You grabbed the wrong thing, my dude. Get him. Get him. Okay, you know what? Let's just say he murdered someone and we'll get through this. It's okay.
It's okay. What was his crime? Jaywalking. It was murder. We're just going to say it was murder.
It was Jay murdering. Jay, he murdered someone outside of a crosswalk.
It was terrible. Terrible.
All right, Adam. It's time for the news.
Yes.
Adam, I've got good news for the listener.
Well, we already have good news. Scotty Moe's here.
Yeah.
I have some additional good news.
Oh, please. I love good news.
We're going to talk about a story that we teased on a previous episode.
Yes.
So I have a question for you fellas. Has the pandemic had any negative effects on the relationship with your significant others?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Kids there all the time.
You know, for some it's been great and babies have been conceived. For others, it's resulted in additional strain. Now, sadly, this story is an example of the latter.
No.
This is the energy I want brought to the show post This Week in Tragedy. This is what I want.
The attack happened Sunday night just before 10 p.m. at Amy Nicole Perino's boyfriend's home in Boone County, Missouri. Apparently, the 43-year-old woman struck her live-in lover approximately 20 to 25 times with an open and closed fist. Then, she also hit him with a belt, a brass plate, a cell phone, just before she chased him around the home in the nude.
Where do you get a brass plate?
I was waiting for the punchline moment of this, of, okay, it's going to be some wacky news story, and then I just kept getting more sad.
Yeah, this is a real downer, but I wondered, like, do you have a brass plate lying around?
Apparently she does.
Yeah, maybe it's like a armor.
Well, like we've had in previous stories, Adam, I like this inventory of items that she's been hurling.
That's correct.
Yeah.
A belt, brass plate, and cell phone.
It's the perfect combo.
Wheel of cheese.
But grab your seats, gentlemen, because then she threw him to the ground, straddled his face, and ordered him to, quote, eat my, insert non-medical word for female genitalia.
That is the biggest power play I have ever heard in my entire life. Now, was there an argument, or was this just her trying to, like, reciprocate every once in a while, my dude?
The article does not indicate what started the argument.
That's lame.
I got a guess. I have a guess based on where it went.
Yeah, but that's crap, because we don't know whose side to take right now. What was the argument about?
I currently am on her side. I'm currently on her side because I'm thinking that's what it is. I'm thinking he is a selfish lover, and this is what began the argument. And then with a fury of 1,000 scorned women, she came at him with everything she had, brought out her battle plate, emptied her inventory, and destroyed him.
She took out her sack of great holding and just, like, threw all the, like, the random items you collect in a cave. Yeah. Brass plate.
Well, the unidentified man told police he was unable to breathe during the sexual assault and felt, quote, scared to death. He added that he felt sick to his stomach and asked her to leave him alone.
That'll teach her.
Power play.
Yeah.
When the police arrived, they saw a large cut on the victim's right arm and one on his left, as well as a cut on his nose and red marks on his chest.
That rhymed very well. It was like a Christmas carol.
No, this is the beginning of the Eminem song about this.
The victim said he did not feel safe living with Perino, who he said can become very violent very quickly.
Really?
Perino has been ordered to stay away from the victim and has been barred from the home. And before I wrap up this article, I would like to share with you a picture of the woman in question.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm scared.
Oh, that looks exactly like I expected.
Yeah, she looks like she has had a hard life. She looks like she's through taking other people's ass. And she looks powerful. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but what kind of person was she, like, with that would take... Well, I guess it would be all kinds of people that would take that.
Please show us the guy. I want to see the guy more than I want to see her.
Yeah, that's the real prize there.
Nope, he was unidentified both in name or picture.
Yeah, it's a smart play by him on his part.
And now we're getting to Adam and I's favorite part of these stories. According to the charging documents, Perino, who sports a mohawk in her mugshot, as we saw, also busted a jail phone and smeared fecal matter on the walls.
Okay, now she's lost me. She's lost me now. I was on your team up until now.
Up until spreading fecal matter on the walls?
Yeah. Everything else, I'm like, no, I get it. Then I saw her. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, she's had a tough life. She may be a little bit unhinged, but it's fine. But then once the hits the wall, that's when things go bad for me.
That's right. That's right.
Well, not surprisingly, she was jailed Monday on $25,000 in cash bail. $5,000 of the bail money is due to property damage she's responsible for at the jail.
Okay, this feels like a more fitting fine for the crime. you know, you sit on a dude's face, like that's not like some of the significant jail time that we've been seeing recently with some like some serious property damage. I mean,
yeah. She is my favorite cast member on Orange is the New Black. Like, I could put her in there. I think she would work well.
Yes. Seconded.
We've had this trend in recent stories where the punishment really has been mild.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the crime at all. Like, I mean, they get off basically with nothing.
But I think they got it right this time.
Yeah. Hey, here's one for the Kipper, huh?
I feel like most punishments don't, quote unquote, fit the crime. Now they're all just kind of the same, like jail, death sentence. Like, they don't custom fit punishments to fit crimes anymore. In this woman's case, it's wear a diaper. That's what I think is the punishment that would fit her crime. Life sentence to diaper.
You're very preoccupied by the smearing of the fecal matter.
It's the worst part. Everything else, I feel like if we know the argument, she could be vindicated for. But then she, would you like a chocolate covered pretzel to, and then went on the walls, and that's when I'm out. I'm out.
Well, best of luck to her. Adam, why don't we do this? Why don't we make her our This Week Today Listener of the Week?
Oh, man. Of course. I was hoping you'd say that.
And now, unfortunately, we have bad news for the audience because we don't have time to get to our next story.
Come on, man.
But I will share the headline. Landscaper charged with voyeurism after arousing coworker by masturbating with maple syrup.
That is a good one, dude. I love the cleanup, though, is quite the issue. But boy, that is a great one. I'm not wrong.
It's so sticky. Like, I don't understand. There's no purpose to it. There's just no, I don't know why I'm getting hung up on one detail in all of these stories. But now this one, I'm like, yeah, but maple syrup, man. And I just saw some that have like sparkles in them. And I'm like, I wonder if he treated himself with that one. If he was like, let me get the fancy one with sparkles in it.
We've read so many crazy stories on this show in the show's history, but for some reason, that one tickles me the most.
Hopefully we have time to get to that one.
Oh, you do want to get to that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All of them. They're all good.
Well, there was one recently where you said, let's not get to that one.
That's true. That was a rare, like, we're never getting to that story.
Yeah, so that one may never see the light of day.
Nope.
All right, why don't we take a quick break and hear from one of our new promotional partners.
I love sponsors. Let's do it.
And when we return, we wrap up today's show. And before that, birthdays.
Right after this.
This week's episode is brought to you by Nipple Hats from the makers of Salted Chaps. Ever find yourself looking at women's bras and feeling as though your chest is missing something? Like you need something protective yet fashionable? Then try our Nipple Hats on for size. They come in a variety of sizes and styles. Support your favorite team with baseball nipple caps. Wear them backwards for less formal occasions. Detective hats for murder mystery dinner theaters and costume parties. A sophisticated nipple beret to show off your artistic side. And top hats for when you're feeling gentlemanly at a swanky soiree. Nipple hats. Keeping your nips pointing forward in fashion.
Man, I need to get our anticipated sponsored delivery of my nipple hat.
Oh yeah, and with the holidays coming up, you've got so many varieties and possibilities.
Stocking stuffers, man.
Scotty, you've always been big on nipple hats, haven't you?
Well, no, I'm now contemplating a second thing, which is, this is of course presupposing putting a hat on a nipple, which is a great idea. Why don't we flip the script a little bit? Head tassels. And then that way, if you're at, because you go to rock, I'm sure, I'm looking at you, Toph, I'm sure you go to rock concerts all the time, but you ain't got the hair to headbang, head tassel, boom, instant headbang. There we go. Flip the script.
I mean, the last time I went, I was wearing nipple hats. I was not wearing a head tassel. It didn't go well.
Yeah, I think that was the exact opposite of what I prescribed you here.
Yeah, I think I'll go with your idea. I think I'll go head tassel and leave the nipple hats at home.
Mm-hmm. And I know all of our lovely listeners are thinking, that's just a wig. It's not a wig. It's a head tassel.
Yeah, get it right. All right, well, welcome back. For more information about nipple hats, feel free to head down to the town square to see your local haberdashery, or go online to hatsfrommynipples.com. Boys, how about birthdays?
I love birthdays.
Happy birthday, everybody.
So today is Johnny Manziel's birthday, who turns 28. He's one of the biggest losers in football.
And by that, you mean happy birthday.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's what I meant. Happy birthday. Followed by tomorrow, which is one of the best winners in sports, of Larry Bird, who turns 64. And another classic is Terrell Owens, who turns 47. And then if we go down to Tuesday, we have Nicki Minaj, who turns 38. Another sports week, it looks like, Chris. We have Dwight Howard, who turns 35, Philip Rivers, who turns 39, and Kim Basinger, who turns 67.
Dick Butkus turns 78. Dick Butkus turning 78. And also Dame Judi Dench is turning 86, and she does not look a day over 50. I don't know how she does it.
Correct.
And Scotty, don't deprive our audience of the joke you made in pre-show.
The Dick and Dench connection? Was that what I named them?
Yeah, you did.
The greatest tag team in professional wrestling history?
That's right. Thank you. All right, and another sports birthday on Thursday, Joe Burrow turns 24. And bummer for Joe Burrow because I think he broke his leg. He's out for the season.
Oh, boo.
I wish I knew sports so I could know who this good broken leg boy is, but I have no idea.
Just say happy birthday, Joe, and we'll leave it at that.
Happy birthday, broke leg. Now on to Friday. Feels so bad. I don't know this poor footsman. On to Friday, your favorite and mine, Nikki Six, turned 62. A man that once died and came back to life. He's like the Jesus of hair metal.
That's true. Then
finally on Saturday, Bob Barker turns 97.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Has he not clocked out yet?
Don't say things like that on the show. You might trigger a death clock.
I know.
No, I don't want to. I'm just saying, like, 97. I mean, a lot of people went under on that Price is Right-wise.
37.
I'm 37?
Obviously, a lot of us grew up on Price is Right. I watched hours and hours of it. But for some reason, the only thing I think of when I hear Bob Barker's name is, I hate that Bob Barker.
Damn it, I hate that Bob Barker.
From Happy Gilmore.
I always say, like, the price is wrong, bitch.
But either way, I only remember him from Happy Gilmore now.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that little skinny microphone with a little ball on top.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. How about some born this week, but now dead?
All right. Thank you, Clay Groves. We do have a handful of people that were born on this day, but are now dead.
But Bob Barker's not one of them.
No, stop saying that. No. Bob Barker is alive and well and celebrating his 97th birthday. We're not trying to trigger another death clock.
That's right.
So first, we have Red Fox, who died in 1991 at the age of 69. Today, he would have turned 98. Then we have Sammy Davis Jr. He died in 1990 at the age of 65. Today, he would have turned 95. And fellow member of the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, died in 1998 at the age of 83. Today, he would have been 105.
Old blue eyes, man. Old blue eyes.
This week sucks. This week is terrible. Oh, my God. I do appreciate, though, that you didn't put Red Fox at the end, so all of us at once didn't make, I'm coming, Elizabeth! Elizabeth, I'm coming!
It's the big one. It's clutching my heart.
Fellas, that brings us to the end of another episode of This Week Today.
Come on, man.
Scotty, what would you like to promote before we go?
Check out aloadofpurebs.com for all the different podcasts I'm on, from Fight Boys to A Load of BS to the I think this is coming out after nominations are done, so I can't ask for votes. But the Audioverse Award nominated Mini Adventures of Sammy Magic. It's Harry Potter, but if it wasn't written by a terrible writer.
All right.
But it's a bold claim. Bold claim.
Have you read the books? Because, nah, not really.
It's a bold claim in the court of public opinion.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, all right, BFF. Thanks for coming on the show again.
No problem, BFF.
Here's our credits. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. Once again, the number for the JonBenet Crime Tip Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at Podfix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rood for our custom logo. For our guest, Scotty Moe, and my pal, Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host, Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
Y'all come back now, huh?
Bye!
This Week Today is a proud member of the Podfix Network.
Why, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today. Mwahahaha!